impression that I get.
What's going on? Howdy. Welcome to the Into the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. This is the Into the Woods podcast Memorial Day special. Happy Memorial Day, May 29, 2023. It's Memorial Day. We're having, you know, cookouts, barbecues, all the above, drinking, partying, you know, all the above. Anything you want to do. These are the, you know, no one cares about Memorial Day more than me because I love a good day off. But you know what I won't take a day off of? This podcast. You can't make me take a day off. You can't force me. No. I'll do it from anywhere. And whenever, wherever, any holiday, I'm there recording. For who, Ryan? For me. Because I'm the funniest guy I know. This podcast is hilarious. I could say that. It's my podcast. That's the beauty of doing a podcast by yourself. Nobody can correct you, and nobody can tell you if you're doing well or doing poorly. You'll never know. And what do they say? Ignorance is bliss. That's what they say, because it is. So, welcome to the Into the Woods podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Woods. This is Memorial Day, and you know what I've noticed about people over the years? I've noticed that the people who seem to care the most about the military and respecting the military and all that never served in the military. They never, you know, they had no affiliation other than standing for the anthem in a bar randomly, awkwardly, when there's a football game about to be played. Has it ever happened to you guys where you're standing, you're at a bar for a football game, for the game, and you're there when the anthem is playing, and then you look around and people are standing with their hand over their heart, standing for the national anthem in a bar? Talk about a hardo move. If you're standing for the anthem in a bar, buddy, take a walk. Get out of town. Get out of town, Ryan. Are you fucking stupid? Yes, actually, I am. How was your guys' week, huh? What'd you guys do? Have you been enjoying the long weekend? Taking your week off? This is one of the three weekends a year that having a boat would rule. Having a boat would just absolutely rule. Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Any other time, that thing's a nuisance. But these weekends, that's when it would count. If you can get me a boat, that's like cool too. Like, I'm not talking about some pontoon. I'm talking about a nice boat with leather chairs. You're sitting there with like a cooler like built in. And speaking of boats, I was reminded once again, and in my year and a half of watching Formula One racing, I've seen two Monaco Grand Prix, and I will admit that nothing has made me feel more talentless and more poor than Formula One. I love watching the cars. I love the technology. I love it all. I love the intricate details. I love the skill that it takes, mainly because I have none of those skills. But nothing reminds you of your status in life more than seeing people show up on super yachts with Ferrari F40s on the decks of them. Nothing reminds you that you're poor like that stuff. So it's a very harsh reminder. It's a very, very, you know, it's a harboring feeling where you're sitting there, what do you even do with that? How do you even, like, I'm over here like, man, I really, like, my prized possessions are very small, if you know what I mean. Sorry. You know, if I could go 1 week without making a joke that involves my lower regions, as I sit here and drink my Essentia water that says it's got 9.5 pH or higher, whatever the hell that means. I like how we all just act like we think we know what pH means. I don't fucking know. I always feel really dumb just in general, but also when people talk about how they were good at school. nothing is, like, I remember I had dreams, man. I had dreams to go away to college, to go to some school with a good sports program that I could follow for the rest of my life almost blindly, such as Ohio State, you know, the Ohio State dorks, Notre Dame, Texas, like, just go and, like, just be part of the ecosystem that is these large colleges. I ended up at Lakeland Community College for cost reasons and because I was behind. I've always been behind, kind of. I'm kind of dumb. It's probably about a decade ago that I realized that the dreams that I had were probably dead of going away to school because I was dumb. And if I could be good at something, I wish it would have been high school. You don't have to be good at high school, but I wish, like, when people would talk to me now, they go, I go, well, they always bring up their GPAs when they were in school, and I always try to refrain from telling them what mine was because mine wasn't all that great. And they're always saying, like, oh, I had a 3.3 or I had a 3.4. You know, I really didn't even try my last semester. And I'm thinking, buddy, I'd kill for that. I'd kill for that. You know, I put in all the effort I had into my final semester of college so that I could make the dean's list one time. When I got that paper in the mail, buddy, that's next level as Dana walks around upstairs, creaking the house. No, Ryan, what'd you do this weekend? Did you have anything fun going on for the holiday? Oh, yeah, you know, I had a lot going on this weekend. I went to the Guardians game Friday. That was awesome. Walking in, saw a homeless man sleeping on a busy walkway, which I thought was just, yeah, that's a level of tired that I don't think I've ever achieved, just sleeping on the sidewalk, but it probably involves your situation, I'd have to imagine. And then when we left the Guardians game, he was still sleeping there. So I hope he's doing all right. You feel bad for those people, man, because they're just sleeping. I mean, they're knocked out. What do you want him to, like, what am I going to wake him up? He's not even in a sleeping bag. He's just curled up on the road. Now, he could have been dead. Oh, jeez. Don't even want to think about that. But yeah, I had a pretty good day. I went to the driving range that day on Friday. You know, I still suck at golf. Having the wooden clubs is a real helper when you want to start a conversation with a man over 60. Because I was hitting him poorly, and the guy walks down, and he goes, I thought I heard wooden clubs down here, and he starts rubbing on my club. I got a club for you to rub here, buddy. Ah, oh, Jesus, Ryan. Come on. Can I get through one episode? You know, I was thinking about not to get too graphic for you, and I swear I'll bring this back around, but I was at the Guardians game, and I'll talk about it in a second. Could you imagine what society would look like if gas station dick pills worked? Just imagine. If those pills that you saw on the banner ads, and you saw them, the banner ads of, like, porn sites or the ones that they sell at the gas station, if those things actually elongated your wiener, could you imagine what society would be like if you could just, everybody could add 2 inches, but then everybody would have just have the same problem of 2 inches, and then what is 3.5 inches would then just be 5.5 inches because the people with the 8.5 inches would then just have 10.5 inches. Oh. It's a never-ending cycle. Where was I going with that? I don't really know. As usual. Oh, the Guardians game. I don't know why that came up. I was at the Guardians game. We were leaving. We're walking into the parking garage, and I saw these two younger kids. I can call them kids because they're younger than me. And the guy was walking in. He came in through the door. His girlfriend actually came, or girl he was with, came bursting through the door. And she had a jersey, a white Indians Guardians jersey on, whatever. And she's walking in, and she walks in the opposite doors that we did. So we came in, probably heading north. She came in heading south. You get it. And we're walking at each other, and then we go up the stairs to go to our cars, where the parking garage is, naturally. And he says to her, "Hey, dumbass," because she walked past the doors. So that's how we knew. I knew something bad was happening. We've all been there, where like your girlfriend's, you know, going through some stuff or whatever. The girl you're with is going through some stuff, and then we're driving and we hear like an alarm for a car going off, and I hear banging on a car, and as we pulled down the ramp, we end up parked right where this car was, and then the guy that I just seen yell at his girlfriend, standing outside the car on his phone. The girl keeps setting off the car alarm for however she was doing that is incredibly impressive. I don't know how she kept doing it, but she kept setting off the car alarm, Chevy Impala, and getting out, and then she started yelling at him, banging on the window, and then she went to jump over the ledge. Now, this is where I would have intervened if she had jumped over the ledge, because I know you're all thinking, we're all a hero, right? We all want to be a hero until we're faced with these situations, because nobody's actually wanting to get involved, right? That looks messy, toxic, you get it, all the words you want to use. And she's almost goes over head first, too, which means she's definitely intoxicated, because how? She would have fallen like about 10 to 15 feet. You want to go feet first. I mean, you don't want to go at all, but if you have to go, you want to go feet first. So she almost goes head first. She climbs back when she realizes she gets like she's straddling the wall. And then she realizes the guy's name was Mike. And Mike, because she's like, "Mike, I want to get the fuck out of here, blah, blah, blah." You know, the whole deal. And then Mike gets in the car, just gets in the car and then locks the doors. So now this girl's outside the car banging on the window. "Let me in. I want to call my mom." She's now we've moved up because we're getting the fuck out of there, right? So we're moving up, but ever so slowly. And now the person who is two cars behind us is trying to be a goddamn hero and being like, "Are you in trouble? We're going to call the police." Because here's the difference. Here's why sexism has a long way to go in this country. If it was the other way around where a girl was sitting in a car silently and a guy was freaking out, nobody calling the police. That has nothing to do with the story. I'm just letting you know that sexism has a long way to go in this country because, of course, we only call the police for women in distress. I digress. Anywho, we are, we hear them going at it, blah, 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 yelling. And if I just, to put a bow on this and to wrap it up, as I finally, Ryan, would you? If I had some advice for my good friend Mike there, young man who was sitting in the car ignoring that girl, my advice would be, Mike, get in the car, open the door, let her in the car, put your seatbelt on, put your phone in the door jam so she can't grab it, leave the radio off, okay? Get out of there. With her in the car, let her scream at you, let her hit you, I guess. You know, don't fight back, obviously. Take her to her house. Get her out of your car. Don't touch her, though. Because the moment you touch, that's what she's waiting for. That's what women, they don't know that they're waiting for it, but they're waiting for you to just, like, raise a finger. Don't raise a finger. Let them, you know, hit you. It won't hurt that bad. I'm sure it'll go away. It's scars, whatever. She's not going to kill you, maybe. Take her to her house. Drop her off. Leave and never talk to her again. Block her phone number, whatever. You let that be someone else's problem. Just let that be another man's issue for the future. She'll make somebody incredibly stressed out years from now. Allow her to do that. Don't let her do it to you. That's my advice. You don't need that. You know, you're not married. You don't have kids. Because I know what most people would say. Some people have a bad day. No. Some people do have bad days. I will agree with that. But I'm saying that in this scenario, just get out. Just call it quits. That's my advice. Don't be a hero. Yeah. I was never going to be a hero. That's a fact. I was never going to be a hero. And, hey, that's just who I am. Just want y'all to know that. So what else has been going on, man? What else has been going on? I grilled out today, of course, was able to get that done. You know, we were able to handle that. I've been watching a lot of sports. I talked to somebody who's like, All you watch is sports. All guys watch is sports. That's all they want to do is watch sports. Blah, 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 blah. What do women have against guys having a good time? What do women have against guys enjoying themselves or doing what they like? All you do is watch sports. All you want to do is watch sports. All you care about is sports. And what's so wrong with liking something that we want to like? Oh, all you want to do is blah, blah, blah. All I want to do is have a good time. Enjoy my day. Relax. Women don't know relaxing. That's a fact. They don't know what it's like to just chill. If I could ask anything of ladies. Oh, don't ask anything of them. It'll be the hardest thing they've ever done. Ladies, just relax. Once a week, just take it easy. Take a breather. And then we went on a walk on Saturday. And for whatever reason, we're talking to one of, it was at Dana's parents' house. And we're talking to their neighbor for whatever reason. And they were talking about the trees. Like the most, like, you know, sometimes I have conversations where I want to leave them so badly. Like I just want to not be in that conversation. They were talking about the height. The city had like made them trim back their trees. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I hate that. But, and then that's all that they wanted to talk about was like, oh, it's got to be 14 feet, 14 feet. They're looking up at it like they could judge it with their eyes, you know? And her dad, for whatever reason, looks at me and goes, did you know that 38% of wedding rings are lab created? And by 2030, they'll be 50%. And I went, okay, what do we, I like looked around, like I like pointed at myself, like, is it for me? Who cares? What do you think I need that information for, pal, buddy? I don't know why I shared that with you guys, but that was just on my mind. But yeah, I'm just been watching a lot of sports. Celtics forcing game 7. That's awesome. Little game 7 action tonight. Hopefully, when you hear this, they will be a winner. So I don't know. The Nuggets swept their series. Neither of these teams are beating the Nuggets, but the Celtics do have a better chance just on paper. I would say that tonight I want to pick the Heat, but you usually don't come back from catastrophic losses in game 6 to win game 7. It's just not how it works. So the momentum has shifted. I'm picking Boston in a close one. I would say the Heat lose by less than 5. It'll be a close game. It's either the Heat lose by a little or they lose by a lot. Or the Heat win by a little. I don't see a scenario where the Heat blow them out. I don't see that. But I do see that perhaps the Celtics win. And in most of my thoughts, the Celtics win. And then what's going on in hockey, Ryan? Oh, the Panthers are just waiting on the Knights to get it done with Dallas. And they just can't get it done. They can't seem to close those Dallas Stars out. And the Stars have the same situation the Celtics have, where if they win tonight, there's a game 7. Oh, things are happening, and women want to take it away from us. Yeah, I was standing outside grilling today, and I just was staring at the grill, and I thought to myself, okay, GarageBand stop working. I'm staring at the grill. I hate when stupid GarageBand stops working. You know, Ryan, why don't you get a mixer then? Oh, because I'm poor. Back to our original point. I was staring at the grill, and I was just thinking, you know, we've come a long way as a people. I use propane grills. Some people like to use charcoal, and I don't have the time. That's what I was thinking about. Because yesterday, we grilled with charcoal, and I remember, like, we couldn't get it lit because they didn't have one of those, like, cauldron things that you're supposed to use, like a starter. They were trying to use starter fluid, which it ended up working out. I mean, it just takes a little bit longer. And I'm just thinking, it doesn't have to be so hard, man. You can just I just literally press a button and the grill fires right up. It's really nice, actually. And then we went to Menards to get flowers. That was cool. We got some hanging baskets. We need to go back and get some hangers. The hangers are too big. Oh, what a boring-ass problem that is, huh? Oh, Ryan, really? Did you go to get hangers, you douche? Yeah, well, sorry. I'm an asshole. But yeah, we were at my buddy's house, and he's got, like, all these cats. And you know why I hate cats? This is why I hate cats. Buckle in. I hate cats because I don't like when you tell me that, like, oh, so, you know, Goofy over here doesn't like people. Hey, Spot doesn't like people. He doesn't like people? Yeah, he doesn't get along with people. Oh, you mean the people that feed him? He doesn't like those people that put a roof over. I take it personal. I'm like, oh, you don't like people? Let's stop feeding him. Then he'll like people. Oh, he doesn't like people? Let's stop cleaning their litter box. We'll find out how much he likes people then. Oh, he doesn't like people? Let's put him outside. Oh, you don't like people? There should never, like, this is the difference in cat and dogs. Dogs, for the most part, unless you just beat the hell out of them, from a young age, are going to be happy to see you because they have short-term memory, right? My parents got a new dog. The thing is dumb. They got a new dog. That thing is dumb. You can smack it upside the head for doing something dumb because it's dumb. And you know what it'll do? It'll look at you like, hey, don't stop that. Let's keep playing. You go to walk up to one of these cats to try to pet them. And it just starts hit. You're getting within 5 feet radius, and the thing just starts hissing at you. That's messed up. I don't need that. Well, and it was Malt. It was like, yeah, they don't get along with people. What? They don't get along with people? They're mean. They're just mean. That's not how this works. That's why dogs are so much better. They have short-term memory. They're always happy to see you. You come home to a dog, thing runs up to you, thing jumps on you, it grabs your leg, like it's like ready to go. It's like, let's go. Where are we going? What are we doing? You grab a dog's leash, it's like, oh, we're going. We're going outside. Let's fucking go. You go to look for a cat, thing that you haven't seen it in 2.5 days because it doesn't care about you. That's the difference. Cats are the reptiles of the indoor animals. Reptiles also being indoor animals. The word I was looking for was domesticated. I am stupid. I love that I have no one here to argue with me about this because it's my podcast and I can do what I want. Fucking Memorial Day, you know? This is one of those weekends, like Thursday, it started happening where I was driving home and I saw a bunch of RVs and I'm like, fuck. Or like campers, people were pulling a camper. And I'm just thinking, like, fuck. I wish I had one of those. I wish I had one of those, you know? Or like a boat. I'm like, fuck, wouldn't it be so cool to be out on the boat right now? Going up to the lake house. Like, what if we get up to the lake house this weekend? Wouldn't that be crazy? But then I don't want to deal with the problems that come with it. So maybe I just need a buddy with a lake house. Or I just need to have so much money that I don't have to worry about it. But I'll probably never get there because I am what? Poor. I am poor. I have that realization probably once a day now where I just kind of realize I'm very poor. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how they come across. I don't know how talented people are just out there. It must be nice. That's what I'll say. It must be nice to be super talented. Or good at something, you know? Don't you ever just wish you were good at something? Don't you ever just wish you had a talent, a skill, something that you could fall back on? The only reason I went to college is because I knew I wasn't good at trades. I was well aware of that. If anything, if my one skill is self-awareness. You wouldn't know it by this podcast, but I have self-awareness. Oh, jeez. Ryan, what'd you cook for dinner? Oh, I had a steak, you know. I grilled it on the propane. Propane's not as good as charcoal. I'm sure. Shut the fuck up. Shut the hell up. Oh, jeez. Oh, you want to... Yeah, dude, you got to use charcoal. It tastes so much better, the flavor. Sure. I don't have an extra 30 minutes, pal. I'm trying to cook, clean the dishes. I don't have all that kind of time. It just seems so involved. Get the starter out. Get the charcoal. I got to go buy a bag of charcoal. I just get the propane tank filled. Just is what it is, man. I mean, life can't be more simple than that. So, yeah. I mean, that's what's going on with me. It's a good week. It's a good holiday day. That's a good holiday.
What are your top five holidays? The unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day. The unofficial start of summer.
It is the unofficial start of summer. That is facts. Got a lot going on these next few weeks. Just bought a hotel room for the Taylor Swift concert, $800. Because I had to get two nights, because these hotels, man, they're not in the business of not knowing the events and not knowing their clientele. So they're forcing you to get two nights. They're not letting you just be in and out. Oh, no, no. Au contraire. They're making you get that second night. Oh, you wanted to come in and leave the next day? Look, guess what, buddy? You're here for the concert Friday? Oh, guess what? You're coming in Thursday night and paying an extra $350. Oh, you don't want to? That's too damn... Guess you're driving back and forth. I saw some people say they're driving. And I probably could drive. That's the messed up part, is I probably didn't have to pay $800. If I wanted to be more economical about it, maybe I'd be rich if I was a little bit smarter. Fact. Fact or fiction? I'd be rich if I was a little bit smarter. Probably not, actually, because I'm resigned to the fact. So go ahead, follow me. Links below. Thanks for listening. Happy Memorial Day. I will talk to you next week. Happy birthday shout out to my friend Sochi. Happy birthday. Talk to you next week.
Of you. Fell short this time.